Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
So what's up, what's up, what's up? Good morning, good evening, earners. It's your boy, Mr. Beezy. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys today, man. I am excited. So before I get started, let me tell you a little bit about myself. Some of you are wondering, who is this guy shouting at me this evening? Get used to it because I'm just full of energy. So I go by the name of Mr. Beezy. I'm an inspirational, motivational speaker. I've been doing this for the last 12 years now. And I literally travel all across the United Kingdom, motivating and speaking to people, whether they're in education, in business or in sports. And, you know, I've had the pleasure and honor of traveling to different countries such as Scotland and Switzerland to go and motivate people as well. For me, I'm a fellow earner as well. So for me, it's only right that, you know, I share some of my tools and gems with my people. And, you know, I'm excited about tonight's webinar, man. Motivational speaking is something that, you know, I think when you think about motivational speaking, people can have different mindsets towards it. You know, you get some people that they think of Tony Robbins, the Les Browns, and then you get some people that think of like E.T., Eric Thomas. That's my guy personally. That's who I like to follow. So you're going to see that maybe there's some similarities between myself and E.T. because I just feel like E.T.'s got that energy, that fire that really resonates with me. And I hope that I can just really give you guys some tools and tips tonight that, you know, you guys would also resonate with. As I'm going throughout the presentation, feel free to like put some questions in the Q&A box or some questions in the chat. And, you know, at the end of it, I'll make sure that we have time to address your questions, because I don't just want to be here speaking at you and not give you guys the opportunity as well to, you know, kind of get some questions answered. All right. So I'm going to get straight into it. So can I share my presentation? Is that cool?
Absolutely. We're ready.
All right, let's go. So I'm going to share my screen with you guys, as they say. I've got a little fancy presentation for you guys, you know.
Okay.
Well, I say fancy, it's PowerPoint, guys, you know. Don't get excited, you know. Like animations and moving images, you know. But, you know, I did it myself, so I'm proud, you know.
All right.
We're going to get it popping, as you guys say, right? So here we go. All right, so yes, public speaking. If you guys can see my presentation, just give me a number one in the chat so I know we're good. Yeah, we're good. Lovely. Wonderful. Brilliant. So I'm going to get straight into it right now. So here's just some of the content of what I'm going to be covering tonight, you know. So things like how to structure a talk, a speech, you know, rules of engagement, how to connect with your audience, the importance of energy, eye contact, personality, body language and diction. These are just some of the elements that I feel are really important when it comes to, you know, delivering a motivational speech or any sort of speech or presentation, right? So the first thing is how to structure your talk. Now, a typical talk, guys, is broken down into what we call three segments. So you have your opening, you have what we call your core, which is like the middle part of your talk, and you have like your closing, right? And I feel like the key thing whenever you were going to deliver a talk is you must set the tone from the opening. So for example, whenever I'm going to deliver a talk, one thing I do as my sort of audience and crowd is coming in, I've got music playing, right? But watch this. One thing that's key is knowing your audience before you get there, right? So, right, if I'm going to be like speaking to a bunch of country folk, I am about to play no Meek Mill as they're coming in, right? I might play some Taylor Swift for them though. Do you see what I'm saying? Because what happens is when you can play music that your audience can relate to, automatically it puts them in a good mood. Automatically it helps them to put their guard down. But automatically you straight away build some form of rapport with them. And what I find is by the time like the music stopped and, you know, the introduction comes, I find that my audience are a lot more relaxed and they're a lot more willing to engage with me when I say whether good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. But what you find is when there's no music, there's no energy created, then you find that people struggle with energy. So imagine you walk into an auditorium, it's absolute silence, there's no music playing, everyone's just kind of maybe talking amongst themselves, and then out of nowhere, someone comes on stage and like, hey, good evening. You're going to be like, who's this, right? So it's really important that you set the tone. Another thing that I realized in your opening, so I said, you know, it can be a statement or it can be a question. Now, one thing I love to do with my audience when I open, I love to ask them questions. Why? Interaction is so important. Now, whenever you go to like a seminar, a talk or anything like that, naturally people know what they're going there for, right? But one thing that I found is so effective is interacting with your audience, and don't be afraid to do it right from the opening. Ask them a question. And that's one thing that I love to do. I love to ask them a question. So how many people here can relate to this? Or how many people here have done this? How many? And people, oh, yeah. I've done that. Oh, yeah. That's me. You know, even if I'm like, for example, you know, talking in education and I go to a school, I'm like, hey, man, how many of you can't stand school at the moment? How many of you can't stand the way? And it's like, yeah, I can relate to that. So, you know, you might be even in a corporate setting, you know, how many of you can't stand the state of the economy at the moment? People are like, yes, I mean, I feel you right now. But it's so important to kind of set the foundation. I love questions. You can start with a statement or a quote or something like that. But I just feel like it's so strong when you ask a question and you kind of get your audience involved straight away. Now, in the kind of middle bit, the core bit of your talk, of your speech, this is where you should address, you know, the key information, tell your stories, and again, ask questions. One thing you'll see whenever I deliver a speech, a talk, is I ask questions throughout my presentation, right? I never want to feel like I'm losing my audience. So I always want to keep them involved because naturally, as human beings, we live in a generation where it's hard to keep focused nowadays. You know, when you've got the likes of like TikTok and Instagram and Snapchat, and you know, when you're viewing posts, and if that post doesn't maybe capture your attention within 3 to 5 seconds, we're used to scrolling onto the next post or, you know, flicking to the next video. And we live in a generation where you must capture people's interest very fast, right? So whenever I'm delivering a speech, even when I'm in the middle section of the speech, I like to ask questions just to make sure that my audience is still engaged. So it could be little things like, if you can relate to what I just said, raise your hands, right? That is getting my audience involved. That's making sure they're still awake. That's making sure that they're still with me, right? Another thing that's really important is, you know, feel free to tell stories, but make sure that your stories are relevant, right? Now, when it comes to motivating an audience, one thing I try not to do, and one thing I really don't find inspiring, is when people just go on about what they've achieved, right? If it's relevant, you know, like for example, hey, I spoke for Microsoft, I spoke for Apple, I spoke for AT&T, and yeah, and now my life, that's great. That's great. But I'm struggling with discipline, and me finding out that you spoke for AT&T, this ain't helping me with my discipline. It ain't helping me with my time management. But then watch this. If I now tell you a story of how I struggled with discipline and how I overcame that discipline, hey man, for example, I was this weight, and you know, I went through this journey where I lost 5 stone. You know, I used to wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning to go to the gym. I changed my eating habit, and I kind of tell them a story about me, but it's relevant to the topic of discipline as well at the same time, because anyone can say a story about a celebrity, right? But what I find is so much more inspiring when you can find a relatable story about yourself that can connect to your audience, right? You know, there's no point in me coming here and talking about, hey, Kevin Hart this and Denzel Washington this and this person this, because you might not ever get the chance to meet those people. You might not ever be in the same arena as those people. But when you're addressing that audience, you're there, right there and then, in front of them. They have an opportunity to ask you questions. They may have an opportunity to take a selfie with you afterwards, you know, shake your hand. And it's so much more inspiring when you can get some inspiration from the person who's actually in front of you. Because naturally, as human beings, you know, we don't want to be sold a dream. We don't want to be sold a story. We want someone to keep it real with us. Well, I know you Americans say, keep it a buck with you, right? Is that what you guys say? Keep it a buck, right? So you just want someone to, you know, just keep it real with you guys, right? And that's one thing I say, man. Like, do not be afraid to be authentic. And just keep it real with people, with your stories. I like to tell people about my experiences, things that I've gone through, as long as it relates to them. I don't like just telling people things about me for the sake of doing it. I like it to do it so that it makes sense, they can relate to it, they can gain some inspiration from it, and they can figure out how they can apply these sort of stories and tools to their own lives.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.